Stop resisting.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests resisting? And do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content.
When I was really
enjoy the show.
I have made a spirit in my head. I named it and everything. Welcome to the Straight Dope Show. I'm Eludo.
I'm Trevor Hoover.
And he got spirit friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was real.
And named him. So, you know, that's like every horror movie out right now.
Okay, but
like imagination.
But my spirit was good, though.
So was theirs at the beginning.
Look.
When the last time you talked to him? Is he good now? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, they always with me, bro.
Are you sure? Hey, you gotta check in with him, bro. He gonna come, bro. He goes hop out like Chucky on your ass, like, niggas forgot about me.
It's like, why do you have random demons, bro?
Anyway, what the fuck?
This is a Straight Dope Show. I think we did that already, but I had to redo it because that was funny.
This nigga, it's like I gotta smoke now.
This motherfucker want to start the show on some bullshit again.
You the one that start talking about you, yo.
My spirits,
demon friends.
It's not a date. Her name was Aya.
Oh, that's definitely a demon.
Probably a demon, right?
Hey, she gonna come back, bro. I'm not gonna talk about her no more. Yo, so
as soon as we said the name, we both said, "No, that's probably a demon."
You gotta be cool, man. And I
that nigga said, "All respects to Aya, bro. We good."
Facts. Nothing but love over here.
You know, peace and blessings.
We joke with love. We joke with love. Okay. Yo, so this week has been interesting only because how fast shit move. I wish it was the 90s where niggas would at least get a month out of something. Feel me, my nigga? This shit. Kendrick dropped a verse. We talked about it. J. Cole.
Did we talk about it on the last episode?
We talked about his. We talked about Kendrick's thing and what we thought was going to happen.
Oh, okay, that's why. Because we was waiting for a response. It took niggas a whole fucking week to respond.
Bro, by the time he responded, we finally got it. And then he let it live for 3 days and then apologized.
This nigga weak. You know what I felt when I heard that apology?
What I felt when I saw that he apologized?
Soft. That's what I felt. This nigga soft.
This nigga weak. Immediately.
I was so nigga upset. Weak. We all happy and shit, nigga. We was some competition back in hip hop, nigga.
Rap is back.
Oh my god, rap is back.
Hey, even if I thought his song was trash, even though I didn't really fuck with,
I like the album though. So it got me listening to that. On the way here, I'm still listening to the album. I like the album.
That's why I was saying it's wrestling, because Brett teased this album like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
You know what? Just because I don't like this, the way he did this, I might not listen to this shit no more.
Damn.
Yep. It's out of pettiness.
Hey, no, that was
I like the whole album.
No,
too.
You know what's cold? Is it's like
it's like three songs I'm not gonna listen to.
You know how you be defending a nigga?
That's the problem. I can't even light up, bro.
You know how you be defending cats and then they do some sucking shit and you like, bruh, you got me out here looking stupid, son.
Did you see the comments?
I didn't even want to. Hold on.
Just said I was out there. I almost fought a dude. That's what he said in the comments.
Almost fought a nigga
trying to defend you and you let them know how you one of the real ones, and you gonna apologize. This nigga weak, bro. I just didn't feel right in my spirit.
Check this out, dog. Even if you felt that way, for us, for wrestling, nigga, for hip-hop, Shut the fuck up. Apologize.
Call hey, that nigga on the low. Hey, my bad, bro. It ain't even it's like good. That, bro. We gonna get on the next song together. We don't care, bro. We don't want to hear the disses. We didn't care what he said. I didn't hang on to nothing he said. Mm-mm. It wasn't even that good of a diss. It was just the fact that I'm you saying. Dissed him back.
That you came and back.
And said something, nigga. We was like, yes.
We happy for it.
Hooray, nigga. We was for real happy about this
we
shit.
We was so juiced, right? So juiced. And then you go in and apologizing is not part of hip-hop. If you didn't know, nigga, I'm dope, you dope. And then we just look at each other like, yep, nigga, yep. That's it.
How dope are you for real? That, and then you show the niggas. And then they be like, okay, that was nice. Yeah.
That's it.
You move on from there.
Yeah, you keep it pushing, bro. You don't go back and be like, oh, that one thing I did, oh, it was kind of corny. It's like, yo, you know what?
Corny. As somebody, I didn't like it.
As somebody that done wrote raps that make me uncomfortable today.
Hold on. In my spirit, I was feeling conflicted.
No, you weren't. Nigga,
nigga
you
had Kendrick
hold on,
man.
Hold
he
on,
got
man.
On stage and said Kendrick shit.
Nah, hold on, man. Check this out.
I was conflicted.
Check this out, though.
In my spirit.
Check. I can't. You know how I know
my influence, nigga.
Man, why are niggas really scared of Kendrick Lamar like that?
Yes.
Cause look, bro. Cause I'm thinking about it.
It ain't just cause I'm gonna let you finish. It ain't just Kendrick Lamar, which is my problem with this shit. It's not just him. It's the fact
he the only nigga that get apologies.
It's the fact that I don't want to lose in front of nobody. I don't want to look like, or I don't want to take a route where they think I'm bad or,
nah,
or,
right, or wait,
it
wait,
ends
wait.
Up being a bad See, look on me in what, any way,
what,
shape, or
what
form.
What you're saying stands for Drake. J. Cole went
J.
out
J. Cole
there.
Did the same thing.
No.
This right. nigga just the pot. He did what was worse.
That's what I'm saying. He just fell on the sword. You right. You don't want to lose. No, bro. He accepting the loss. He telling you he lost. He telling you, you know what? I was chilling. I was tripping, dog. It wasn't even.
Cool
it's me, not
friends,
you.
I don't want this to be out in the world like that. You know, it just didn't sit
Bruh.
Right in my spirit.
Yeah, no. You know what didn't sit right with your spirit? It was a trash ass song. That's what didn't.
It wasn't
sit
even
right.
that. Nah, it wasn't
no.
It was all right.
No, the album. The 11 songs up to that, he was still talking this shit on
this
other songs.
His diss song was real life mediocre.
Bruh, his diss song, no, his diss song is the problem that I have with this generation of music, and you niggas is just Adderall'd out or whatever.
Oh,
the
okay,
fuck.
Well, yeah.
Like nigga, slow ass. You, bruh, like that is a nigga. I'm like that.
right.
Like, you feel me? Like right. Yo, you hype on this shit.
I ain't even on that level with it. Yeah. I ain't even on that level with it. I'm just once again happy that he said something. I'm at a basic level with this shit.
Nah,
but I
look,
didn't stick with none of the
check
lines.
Check it out, though.
I'm not running with none of them shit.
Nah.
I ain't quoting them on Twitter.
I was with you.
You know what I mean?
I was with you with the, I'm just happy the nigga responded. But because you apologize for this song.
Now I'm breaking the shit down. Nigga, you weak.
This
nigga.
Shit weak. Nigga.
Going back saying Jay-Z old lines and shit
fuck
over
out of
and
here.
Over
hey,
again.
Nah, and I'm like, yo.
No, that's why I never liked him back in A Dollar a Dream. I did not like J. Cole when he came out. I was never a J. Cole fan like that. And as he blew up and got bigger and bigger, it was one of those, like, he cool. And I've never gotten past that. See, he ain't never going to be one of my favorites.
Okay.
He ain't never going to be in my top five.
Damn.
He ain't none of that to me. But if y'all like him, I That's had cool. that in the same pile. You know what I mean? He was respectable. He was, like, common.
He good enough to be, like,
he was,
bro.
Like, common.
I hear you.
Before he apologized. Like a bitch.
Now,
Common ain't no bitch.
Nah,
Common wouldn't have apologized. Common would have dropped 4-5 diss songs saying, let them shits rock. Would have got on with fucking DMX on the next one. We would have been like, nigga, what? What the fuck, dude?
Yo.
I'm gonna apologize, bro. I felt conflicted. My spirit was just not right. I had turbulence in me.
Because the song was weak.
Nah,
like
I couldn't get into the Avatar state.
Nah, bro. Kendrick came out and basically, like, Kendrick came out and said, it's fuck y'all. We talking about Strictly Old Wax. It's fuck y'all. I'm the nigga. Say something about it.
Hey, bro.
Nigga,
like,
you... he said something about it. And then was like, nah, you know what though? But you are the nigga. You are him. My bad. I was tripping. You are the nigga. I shouldn't have done that. That's basically.
It was even more bitch than that to me. It was even way more bitch than that to me. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I really lost a lot of respect for Cuz after this one. This was a soft ass move. Like, this is way softer than anything anybody could have said.
But
about
Drake. This is the. You know what this is? You're right. You're absolutely right with that. But I think this is the. You want people to be real, right? Or we say no. Listen. Let me go. Let me finish. You want people to be real and honest, or you expect that the music that they put out is an honest representation of their feelings, right? So him being actually honest, right? Actually, like, living those words and saying, hey, bruh, that shit's core. Like, he probably heard it back and was like, that shit kind of whack. Like, you feel me? But you don't tell the public that, nigga. You keep that shit in the fucking back room.
You know what I think it really is, bro? Mm. I think it's the reality of who he has been in rap and who he is to himself in reality.
He ain't
real.
Oh, shit.
No, for real. I am a caricature of the image I've portrayed to you. And that's what I want to be all the way until the end of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a moment I stepped outside of that image of what
I stepped out the box. Yeah.
And well, I think it's corny.
Nah. No.
Damn, I hate that you're right. I want to be liked.
Nah, it's not even that I want to be liked. It's the playing the character that you are. So everything you just said, right? That's him outside the box. We J. Cole can't be in those other lanes. We need J. Cole to be in this one introspective thing, feeling. Yeah. Like, he's real in touch with himself. Because other things that I saw, you know, in the comments.
He's in growth with himself.
I appreciate the vulnerability.
Nigga, fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, nah, we not here for that, dog.
Nah.
Like, hey, it's like I fuck with you, but keep that shit.
I don't fuck with you, bro.
But keep that shit.
This made me not fuck with you, and I don't fuck with your fans with that one. That one was weak to me.
Now, like I said, I wasn't even going to judge you on the quality of the diss record. Like, if you notice, I didn't say it was fire or anything. I just sent it to you. It was like, hey, you know, check this out.
He's out here. He did some shit.
But, it's upsetting because that's not what we're here for. And people, like, we know it's wrestling. None of these niggas live their raps. If they do, they go to jail. No, like, look, if they do they raps, they go to jail. I don't care. We hopped on the track together. Me and you together, nigga, went at you as hard as I could with the rhymes, nigga. We are not the same, nigga.
I never even thought of it like that.
It wasn't personal, but we rapping to each back and forth. So I'm trying to go as hard. I'm going as hard as I can. Nigga, hold up. Nigga, I'm the nigga.
Well, that's competition, bro. That's supposed to be fun.
That's what
whole dope part about beat. They could have did this whole, what do you call it, beef thing, this record back and forth thing, and then did a tour with each other after. I don't give a damn.
They could have.
As long as you give us the tracks, bro. We want the tracks. We want to see y'all go at each other verbally.
Mm-hmm.
Skill for skill, song for song. I don't care if it's a song with choruses and singing in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if you were singing your diss, I really don't give a fuck.
But you talking
Eminem
shit.
Did that. Didn't he do that on Bully? Wasn't he singing through that song?
Brev,
no, dead ass. Wasn't he singing through
that
song?
It.
Okay, well, just... There's ways of doing
it. I like
this
how
is
you.
My point.
Wait, hold on. Hey, all the real fans out there, y'all know how he know more Eminem songs than I do? Anyway,
yeah.
Moving on.
Probably. Why I have an extensive. detailed. opinions about this nigga and his fans. Nah, bro, but the J. Cole thing is just weak. You aren't real. You've always tried to portray yourself as something. And this is a moment where, you know, you stepped outside. Just the way that you sound on the mic. It wasn't it to me. And I was talking and my friend. You know how y'all wanted it. And I had to deliver. And you know what I'm saying? Just for the people. You fucking fake, bro. You sound like a fake ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. You didn't have to say shit.
Bitch. I personally don't think that this was an add-on track to this project. I think this shit was already, like I said before, like why I was excited to talk about this before he apologized was, let's talk about the wrestling aspect and them turning it up like, nigga, it's WrestleMania. that's amazing because everybody wins in that case.
Yeah.
Bro, we get the songs we want. We get conversations, nigga, for the whole summer off of you niggas going back and forth over tracks. Hey, he said his shit was mid. Nah. Hey, he said, like, you ain't got to get personal or anything. I'm just better than you.
Nothing that nigga said means anything anymore. Mm. Absolutely nothing he said matters.
It don't. Because like I was saying before, this project, he teased it early. He teased it a while ago, right? So it's like, yo, that Metro, they knew, everybody knew that Metro Boomin shit was coming. And with the diss on it, nigga, if you inside the industry, you got your project coming with your diss on it. Like, yo, you setting it up to be WrestleMania, my nigga. And I'm here for that. For the you to go back and say, even if, you know what? I wouldn't even trip if he would have been like, yo, that shit kind of corny, but it's lit, though. Ah, fuck that nigga. I'd have loved that. I'd have loved that. But that nigga, like, wholeheartedly apologized.
That's just not who he is, you know? I want to be friends.
My problem is, if that's not who you are, my nigga, you, it was studio sessions, it was engineering sessions, you your own executive producer, my nigga. He had a
Logic
moment,
bro. This was some Logic shit.
Yeah.
Oh. This is why I consider you fake. You and him are in the same sphere to me now. Like 100%. You just pull it off better than he can. You know, he can't grow dreads like you can. He can't talk that shit like you can. He didn't go to school and play basketball with the niggas like you could. He can't, you know, actually portray it like you can. But you ain't that nigga. Fucking fake, bro. I ain't with that shit. This is weak to me. You soft.
I'm... That, bro, that's
you. And right. With, you and right. He's a better MC than you too. Shit, don't drop your lips and shit. You know that's the truth. Nobody likes Logic. That's why it never matters.
Logic doesn't matter how well you rap.
We don't like you.
He could really rap too. He never gave you a shot. I don't think I got one Logic song on my playlist. I've got 40 days of music. Took out one of your songs. Oh.
That's crazy.
I might have one. But
he ain't popped up on my
He might have featured.
Years.
But damn, bro. Like, that. I have nothing else to say because you're right. Like, the person that you pretend to be in your raps, you can't even fake it. You can't even, like, hold it together long enough to not say nothing. You didn't, like, we didn't expect you to perform the record. Just don't say nothing. Like, just,
I'm
you
forever
know?
Looking at him like he just a fake ass dude saying shit to make, you know, people like him. You know?
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right.
You know?
Oh, man.
I'm good off cause.
What could have been?
Now we know who you are.
Niggas was so excited. Bro, you know how excited niggas was for this summer? Niggas was just... If he didn't make this fucking record, right, we would still be talking about what's about to happen to this day.
And I would have been like, why is there no drops? Why haven't we heard anything yet?
And he made a record and we like, all right, cool, bro. He going out.
Good with that, bro. I was slapping the album. I'm probably not going to slap this shit no more. Look at how many of these songs I done saved. We're going to count them, bro.
That nigga said, I'm about
I
to
actually like you this
you
album.
Removing them from the
I'm going to. Look at this. Look at this.
That's the album.
One,
that's all
two,
of them.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them songs.
You left off three of them?
I said that in the beginning.
Damn,
I liked this album. It was good to me.
Man.
But Joe fake ass, just non for realness, solidified, weak ass nigga shit.
If you gonna talk,
I can't fuck with you, bro.
If you gonna talk your shit, you gotta be able to stand on it. Yeah, nigga, I said that shit. Fucking fuck.
Nah. That's not who you are, though. You shouldn't have made the record in the first place.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm saying. Nigga, there was studio sessions. There was there was listening parties. Like this record.
We chopped and put it together. There's different versions of this record. And he was like, yeah, let's put this one out.
You put it out. And you know what? I feel
and
like
as soon as it went out, and he let it sink in for a couple
but
days.
But I also feel like because it don't slap, bro. Because niggas ain't like
he don't want to be judged.
Nah, bro.
He don't want to be judged
because
bro.
It don't slap.
He don't want to be judged.
Because it don't slap.
I don't
like,
want
you know
to lose.
I'm gonna just
I don't
say
look bad out here
because this song,
I don't want to lose my popularity
because this song didn't set. Bro, your fans is your
I
fans.
I gotta be one of the cool guys. I have to.
Nobody liked you.
But I have to be one of
the cool, you know, guys. Like, you, like, all
right, this is his whole image.
We gonna be, hold on.
I promise you, he probably don't even talk like that.
We gonna be,
like, he don't.
We gonna be honest with J. Cole's position in the big three.
Nigga, J. Cole needs to be honest with himself.
We need to be honest with his position in the big three. There's Drake and Kendrick, 1A and 1B, right? And then there's J. Cole. You've been around. And you have a fan base, like Nicki Minaj's fan base, that's kind of rabid. So, like, like those, so we put you up there just to not argue with these niggas. But really.
Nah, bro.
Who's slapping your shit like that?
This is probably gonna be the last time I really slap your shit. I never slapped this nigga before, bro. And I listened to this album like, yo, I'm liking this.
He's had, for me, he's had songs on every album, but he's never had a whole album that slapped to me. He has moments in songs, but it's like, again, it feels like it's conflicted. Like, you don't know who you want to be on this one, or how you don't give me like a full. Hey, just be ratchet on this album, dog. Just be from the streets going at him. Like,
he ain't from the streets.
He ain't
none of that.
But it's rap, though.
He wants to portray an image to sell to motherfuckers so he's cool enough. In all of the ways. I gotta respect the women so all the women's will love me. I gotta be educated so all the educated brothers will love me. You know what I mean? I gotta come off hard enough so niggas know I'm real with it, though.
Well, Monty said he write raps for niggas waiting for their refund check.
Right.
He like, you know, cast that did that 9 to 5 all year, bro. They know what's up. Did that 1040 easy, bang.
And then ball out. Go get you a Lexus and
bro.
Make it seem like you a baller. You a J. Cole nigga.
That is who he is. The fake ones.
I would have never said before, but now that I see you for who you are, you put it on the street.
First person shooter don't even hit the same no more.
Nah, we know what it is, bro. You ain't no, you are a first person shooter. You on the video games, nigga.
Jeez, son. Jeez, this is real. Real bad out here, dog.
Bro, you corny, bro. He ain't even with the nerds, bro. I can't even let him rock with us like that. Nah, because he ain't going to stand on this shit. He weak with his. He one of those, I'm going to hide behind something.
I've never, I feel like in rap, you supposed to feel like you the best nigga out, period.
Right.
And then if you're not going to diss a nigga directly, then you just shit on them with how much better than them you are.
Which is what Drake does. Like, I never hated on him.
Like, yeah.
In the way he like, Drake embraces his corniness.
I'm
Did
just.
You see the clip I showed you? That nigga
Drake funny, bruh. And like,
bruh said, why you saying that, bruh? Stop.
That nigga all in the video.
Embracing the fact that he corny. It's okay, bro. Whatever, nigga.
Being fun. I'm
still
bro.
Drake.
But yeah, no, it's a.
Oh man,
it's just suck.
That was weak, bro. I'm for real upset. That
I'm with you.
That doesn't make me happy.
You and the rest of the hip hop community. I think Academics had 60,000 niggas watching his live stream this morning.
He was that mad.
Emergency stream.
Wow.
And not just him.
Hip-hop is mad.
Bro, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Because J. Cole is a weak-ass, soft-ass, fake-ass nigga. We didn't know this before.
We didn't.
I did, because I could hear it on A Dollar in a Dream.
I could hear it way back when I was downloading on DatPiff. When I only had so much.
Right here is why we can find. I heard it way back.
Way back when I was downloading off DatPiff, only had so much space on the SD card, feel me? So I had to make sure that I had my hits on there. And none of this shit
slide. And no space for no fake niggas, bro. I couldn't do it. I heard it in his voice, son. It wasn't real to me. You sound like Jay-Z, Kanye, and everybody else that rap. That's why I didn't like him. Dead ass. That's why I did not fuck with him.
Okay.
And, you know, when people was like, no, I like this shit, I'm like, man.
I mean,
I listened to Wiz Khalifa instead.
Cushion OJ was slapping.
That was back then.
I know.
That was the time.
Nah, like, I didn't listen to Dollar the Dream. I only caught on to J. Cole with, She Got a Good Thing. The shit with the sample, the radio hit.
That ain't his hit. That was somebody else's hit.
Yeah,
they gave that to him because it fit his image.
Nah, that was... No, nigga, he flipped the beat. They got the whole shit
going. They gave that song to him because it fit his image. And when you look back on it now, all of it fits, bro.
Yeah, dude. But I'm saying, it's not a...
He didn't make that song. That wasn't him.
You telling me his whole backstory is fabricated?
Nah, all of it. Like that, what was it, 1984? That was him. That was it. That was his shit. But, you know, that's way after the point where I'm really feeling myself now. Beginning, nigga, we was feeding you shits, trying to put you on. That's why you sounded like everybody else.
Yeah, no, but again, I was not, I'm in agreement with you, but I like that song. And then I gave him a chance after that song. And like I said, I've never liked the whole album, but he got songs that I'm like, hey, this nigga can rap.
You know who he want to be? Which is weird. He want to be Wale.
Mm-mm.
That's the real version of who that nigga is.
You know what? I don't want to have this conversation. I really don't. Because.
I'm sorry. See all the correlations
shut up.
Very immediately, huh?
Shut up.
That nigga said, oh shit, I see the star map.
Oh, nigga, no, Brad. We're not.
This is the real version of who you were supposed to be.
And J. Cole is light skinned. They're like, see, like, look, bro.
Yeah,
not.
He J-Lo'd him.
Niggas just on fire today, bro. Damn, that. Oh my God.
I ain't fucking with J. Cole, bro. I'm good off. I know who you are.
This is such a facade. Oh my God. Like, the tower is just crumbling, bro.
You can never sound like this. You can never do it.
I can never buy into any.
I just fucked your whole shit up.
I mean, mainly because I'm a super Wale fan. Like, Wale been that.
You can see the correlation too quickly.
Only real difference between.
Why didn't he pop?
Only real difference between them
is shades, huh? Why didn't he pop? Why wasn't he one of the ones? And he's very smooth with the poetic.
Bro, he got it.
When I put it in
Wale
there,
got
man,
it, bro.
Especially for the bitches.
Wale
like,
got it. Yo, and he,
why did he pop?
I think their management was the same too.
Right. I fucking bet.
Rock Nation.
I fucking bet. I bet you he's the one who wrote half that nigga's lines too.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm
gonna say that.
All right, that's cool. You say that. like, I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say that what you're saying is accurate in that if they at the same time, same year, right? I think they was on tour together, like running around state.
Oh, he definitely wrote his shit. If they was on tour together, that's a fact.
But I don't want to disrespect J. Cole's.
You should disrespect.
Nah, because
he's put himself in a position to be disrespectful.
He did, but I'm not going to do it. Like, he is.
Still above this.
I'm like, you know what I mean?
But he's a very good guy.
I don't know, bro. I'm assuming he can rap.
He's real political about it. He's a very good guy. He's very nice.
But, yeah, the only difference I can really see between them is shades. Other than that, it's like, they both on semi-conscious level, not necessarily like conscious all the way, but
I'm just,
you know,
real cool though.
Yeah.
I'm extra cool.
And Wale was way cool.
Really, really like, bad nigga though. I remember walking around college, we all listening to this shit. We was not playing J. Cole. There was never a point in time in life where everybody was walking around playing J. Cole when it came out. Maybe a couple days ago before he dropped his apology.
Before he dropped his apology. at his... Like, yo, there's no, like, more negative moment that you can have on a career than at your festival. You apologizing to somebody you made a diss track to.
This isn't your Summer Jam moment, bro. This wasn't the... This wasn't the...
Like I said, for your career, there's no like...
He's so weak.
It don't make... None of this makes sense. It's all stupid, and I hate it.
See, you know what we really need now?
Hey, you know what? Another Kendrick track.
I ain't even thinking about Kendrick. I want to side Kendrick. Nah. Kendrick is overkill at this point.
Nah,
we need Drake to get out and say what we saying right now.
No, we don't. No, we don't. I need Kendrick to come back and stand on their necks. See, bitch ass niggas apologize to me.
Right, actually, that'd be dope.
I need him to come back and stand on niggas' necks.
Bitch ass niggas.
Like, yo, they want to talk shit, then take it back, tweet and delete. Go crazy, bro.
Tweet and delete internet ass niggas. Because you know when you see me, it's all smiles and it's cool.
I mean, but it's going to be because we cool. But we get on this mic, though.
He don't want it with me, son. He don't want it with me.
Like, nigga, we are cool, bro. We're friends. Nigga, we can take our families to vacation together. It's good.
You ain't gonna see me on this mic, though.
At all. Ever. Nigga, in life.
He about to MJ this nigga forever, bro. He gonna be like him.
Remember that one time you tried to diss
me? You tried, bro.
Remember that one time you tried? Ah, that was crazy, huh?
Hey, no, see, what's funny, though, if we compare it to basketball, the competitive nature would be, is it Kendrick and Drake or MJ and Isaiah?
I'd never be cool with him until he apologized to me. Like, whoa.
I don't even understand why they beefing, to be honest.
Oh, because... they walked off the court, and then there's two reasons for that. When the Bulls was getting their ass handed to them.
No, I'm talking about
Kendrick and
Drake. I don't know what they be.
It's probably some behind the scenes shit, if you listen to their raps, right? And I've watched multiple breakdowns on this thing, right? If you listen to their raps, they go at each other in a backhanded way where it's like, you know that, oh, I would have had all your fans if I stayed on some kinds of shit, mm-hmm. right? Or the a rapper with a ghostwriter, what the fuck happened? Oh, no! Right? And that was before the scandal broke,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like they've been shooting at each other for a minute, and I would assume that, and Drake put Kendrick on tour with him, like one of his early tours, both of them, right?
Yeah, it was nice.
So it was like, I'm assuming it's... something that might have happened on tour, or
it sounds like the same shit that Drake always go through.
No, he's
real cool with everybody. Wants to be.
Or it's really you don't understand competition between friends
because he really cares. Like he gonna get on stage and cry.
But that's why I was comparing it to the basketball thing because it's like, bruh, me and you can be best of friends, damn near brothers. But if we're on teams against each other, my nigga, I'm trying to dunk on you every time.
He not trying to dunk on you.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, we can...
He like, nah, that's my boy out there.
Nah, it's like, yeah, it is, nigga, but you...
But I'm going to still shit on you, though.
Nah, he's... That's what we here to do.
He's upset about that.
Ah, see, and then that... I think that's where the conflict comes from. Like, honestly.
Probably is.
Because Kendrick, bro, oh, hop on the track. Because like he said it on Control, bro. I'm usually homies with the niggas that I'm rhyming with.
On this.
Yeah. So it's like, nah, bro, we're cool. It's not beef. And when you listen to Drake talk about that, he was like, oh, but when I saw him at the things, it was all hugs. And it was like, yeah, nigga, because we're not enemies.
Nah, but for Drake, when you go at me, it's a personal thing. This is how he operates.
Hey, well,
this by now.
All that tells me is that he has no actual faith in his abilities. He can talk all the shit. He's as fake as J. Cole.
Well, we know that, though.
No, but
we know it's an image for him.
No, but
we know it's an image for him. So if you attack his image in any way, but you're attacking his brand.
But it's not attacking your brand.
That's not how J. Cole sells himself.
No, again, I put them together because if I'm telling you that, if I'm telling you on the track, hey, bro, we're cool, but this is rap, bro. I'm the best nigga out. And you're like, oh, but we're cool, though. Like, but aren't we? I thought we were cool. Why would you say that? Why would you put my name in that if we're cool?
Why you gotta do it about me, though?
And it's like, nigga, because you're one of the best niggas out here. Look.
We friends.
No, but here's the thing, though. All right, cool. So we're friends. I didn't mention none of my homies that I think are also dope. I didn't say Schoolboy Q and J-Rock and them. They're my niggas. So if I don't mention you, but I mention everybody else, you still tight. Because you like, nigga, because we're not cool like I'm cool with them. You're not in my camp. We're not brothers, nigga. Right? So I just mentioned everybody else that's fly right now. Everybody. J Electron, Wale, ASAP, Mac
that's
Miller.
A jealousy thing. It's either way. You're right. There's no win on this.
It's like, bro, this is rap, dog. Yeah. I'm telling
it's
you
competition.
I'm the best. That's it.
It's just the way that they handle it, you know?
But it's like, but if you think in that you're too above the competition.
But he put it on wax in the beginning and said, you know, I got advice from Jay-Z not to say nothing. And for most of his career, he did that. He didn't do it the whole time. And when he didn't do it, he said it on wax again. I didn't listen to him because blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying it. Like, he said it on wax.
But I understand
that. So he at least acknowledges.
No, but I understand that. But you can't. For me personally, I can't speak for everybody else, and I don't, whatever rules they play by. You can't be so sensitive, and your art form is expressing yourself. So, hey, bruh, if I'm upset that nigga you coming at me, I'm gonna use my dangerous pen, as I've said myself. I'm gonna use my pen and go at you, because that's what I can do, and it ain't got it. And again, like I said before, it ain't got to be no personal shots. I ain't even got to talk about you. I'm explaining to you that I'm the best nigga out here.
Yeah, you're not, though.
You see what I'm saying? That's
that point for him. I think this is why you're getting passionate about it, and it's never going to get to that point, because we passed them. Like, their what do you call it? Their height, or whatever, what's the word?
Oh, you're right. This is definitely the dead cat bounce.
This is why it even matters as much as it matters to us. Because we really are past them. And the fact that you're our last, you know, great trio, and y'all going out looking like some punks. And the fact that Kendrick is toppling y'all in a way that's like, y'all were never on my level in one, and you shouldn't even be able to try to say something. And if you do try to say something, you end up apologizing like a bitch, because you know I'm that nigga. Like, that you it shouldn't feel like this, even though we went through the years and it really was like this. Like, when Kendrick would come out, he would shut it down. But he wasn't out all the time. This is why J. Cole said what he said on his track.
Hey,
what was it, 4 albums in 10 years? Like, but I don't need to put out anything, because every time I put something out, I shut the shit down.
Hold on. I let y'all breathe. Like, I could have just stood on y'all necks and made this a real
all the time.
Issue.
Every single time he came out, he came out with Baby Keem on a couple songs and shut the shit down. You know what I mean? Right. Like, this is who Kendrick is. So if you want to go at him, you can, but you know what you're risking. And then when he's doing the competition thing, and I want these niggas to say something, it's like, I don't really want to say anything. So
he literally shaking the cages like, nigga, say something.
Drake does what Drake does. He got on stage, got very emotional, showed people how he feels, and then we moved off of it from there. J. Cole does what he does. I'm faking shit. I have an image to correct, and I need people to understand that I at least belong up here with these dudes, and that's enough for me.
No, you don't.
But that's why he apologized, because it's not that I want issues. I just want you to know that I belong up here with these guys. You know, I'm on the podium. I'm always third. I'm always getting a bronze medal. All right? I'm definitely lower than them, but I'm still there.
I need some... I'm just so sad.
It's irritating.
I want somebody to say, I want all the smoke, and then actually mean it. Like
these, that's a fake ass fucking some bullshit that we say now. No, it's all nope.
Nah, nigga, some niggas really want it.
No, no, they don't. Cause you're not saying I want to smoke.
And nah, cause every
you're saying some shit like you gonna have to show me. Like you sound crazy. You know. Ain't nobody talking about I want to smoke.
And then you said you gonna have to show me something. You have to show me that you real.
You sound crazy. You way past that point of I want to smoke. You yelling crazy. I'm ready to die, nigga. Whoa. Like, for real? And it's like, yes. Because we took it there. That's how far it's going.
Hey, well, no, I also feel like...
That's not J. Cole.
Well, no,
that's,
you know what? Definitely not Drake. I also feel like niggas is idiots in general. And what I mean by that is shit gets out of hand without your hand in it. Like when Biggie got kidnapped, right? He said some shit in an interview and niggas set him up for E-40. And E-40 like, nigga, what?
What are y'all doing? Bro?
Why are you doing this?
Chill the fuck out.
Right? So I can understand that element of it. But it's like, come on, dog. Y'all, we trying to sell hundreds of thousands. I'm trying to see big numbers, nigga. I'm trying to see...
He got a couple death threats, and that nigga got scared.
Bruh, hey, because, dog, all it is Tupac, bro. I'm just trying to sell records. Like, that's all it is. That's all it is.
This is not them, though. This is way different now, bro.
No, but that's what I'm...
Totally get on stage with this dude.
No, but this is what I'm saying. It's not the street element's not per se there because of the internet. But that's what the internet thrives off of.
The street element.
Like they thrive off of the fake beef, bro. Wrestling of it all. Nigga, shut up with your apology, my nigga. Go out, go on stage and like perform the song with like the tweets of your fans put up about Kendrick. Crazy. Like, yeah, go
at bananas, him for 3 months, bro. Just go at him.
For a summer. For a fucking summer. And, yo, y'all friends, y'all could be on tour together doing this. We don't care.
It don't even matter, dude.
But just for us. For the WrestleMania of it all, what it could have been. And this nigga just was like, no, I don't really want to do that.
I felt conflicted. Oh, like Kendrick said, bro. Using my influence.
Niggas is hoes. Like, bruh, tired of you niggas and your feelings and shit. Stay off the field.
Oh, my God, bro.
I need to smoke weed and drink 40s again. Don't add energy.
That was never J. Cole, bro. If he ever said that, it was just for the song. It was lies. All right? That nigga ain't never been blowing blunts like that. He ain't got the strong ass weed. He can't even handle it like that.
You know
bro.
What's funny? You know what's really funny? There's that song I was playing for hella long. I used it for an intro for a few episodes where it was like, I've been smoking since 1993. I've been smoking weed. Ask about me. He's on that song, right? Like, that's on the Dreamville shit. And I feel like this nigga Buddy, because Buddy the one that's saying that shit, is like, oh, we got J. Cole smoking it! So I hear you. I guess, like, yeah.
You know what it is. His bro, excitement. This nigga is fake and corny and shit.
He said he logic with dreads. That was mean.
That shit is real.
You see, I repeated it.
You a better image Logic, bro. That's who he is. Nigga, right, Logic 2.0.
Hey, we gotta move on, bro. It's not gonna turn into a Jack Crow shit.
That nigga stage 3 Pokemon his ass, bro. That nigga.
Nigga.
I ain't bought to my final form of fake ass niggas. I ain't gonna never get no closer than this, bro.
Man. Ah, well. J. Cole's like, got you, niggas. Yo, because if you wouldn't hear it, like, I know you don't watch academic shit. And I tap in and tap out because sometimes they be going crazy in there.
Academic.
But the way that the chat was riding for J. Cole.
I bet.
Before, like, when the song dropped, oh, they got Kendrick out of here. Woo, woo, woo. But I'm like, yo, that song was mid. Anyway.
it was a song, though, bro.
It was he that responded. Was enough for his Shout fans. Out.
Bro, that was enough for them.
They was so, I wanted to hear him today. I didn't see him. Where was they at? it was checking out the eclipse. They was like, oh my God, I got other things to do. They're like, I don't have time for this right now.
I don't have time. One time historic event in life. I can't miss this. I can't.
Sure.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
This yo. Thing is so weak to me, bro.
Yo, so I think that's enough J. Cole talk.
Yeah, we definitely should have gone for long enough. But this was one of those, you know, I'm never going to forget this moment. This is definitely never. The moment that, never. You know, I'm going to say I can't be a real J. Cole fan.
I'm not apologizing. I'm not. If somebody asks you for an apology, say I'm not J. Cole every time.
I'm not J. Cole. I'm not going to just sit here and apologize for some shit that I meant.
Exactly.
That dude needs to be the same way. I'm not J. Cole. I'm not going to just apologize.
I'm not just apologizing because.
You don't like the way it sounded.
Fuck that. I did it. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
See, he could have just said that. It is what it is. Tell that nigga come see me. That's all he had. Like, he could have just said that.
Nah, he a bitch, though. He ain't with that shit.
Anyway, moving on. So somebody that they call a bitch, the owner of the Athletics, made a decision to move the team.
Wow.
And we get to see them in Sacramento for a couple seasons.
A couple seasons.
That should
right?
be cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You think they're going to stay?
Probably not.
You don't think they're going to stay? You think they're going to get a different team, though?
I think that's the plan.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure that's the plan. Like, bro, I'm old enough to remember when they tried to start building a stadium but then didn't have the money to it for it. So, mm-hmm. out there where Arco Arena used to be,
mm-hmm.
on, you know, a big-ass lot.
That's a big-ass lot.
They used to have space, or they had space, and they started building a baseball stadium. But they ran out of funding and they didn't get, you know, the all the shit that it takes to get a team here. It was like, mm-hmm. we didn't get the funding and the rights or blah, blah, blah.
So we just abandoning this.
Right. But that was the idea 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Then 20 years ago, the Rivercats came.
Oh, okay. So we'll just be a part of another major league team.
And then every time that a team is moving or needs a place to play for a
they
minute,
come here.
They come tour and see. Oh, is it good enough? And it's like the word has always been, it just needs some renovations and it could be major league ready. That's some always been the word.
So
for like 20 years.
So basically for 20 years
since they built the stadium,
it just needs a couple of renovations.
And it'll be, that's what, because they, if you notice that baseball stadiums used to be hella big and cavernous,
mm-hmm.
and then they've broken them down to like the smaller in-town stadium. So that one, I think it's 20,000 people in seats. So if they, you know, add an upper deck, fill in some seats and shit, you know what I mean?
Stadium ready.
You good to go.
Ah, that's literally a summer, too. That ain't going to take
long.
Yeah, that's not because we already got the park actually built.
Yeah, we just need to add on. Like,
and then parking.
And like I said, that from what I believe, that's always been the long-term goal. Because it was the population boom. We didn't have, we have people in the region from Roseville to like Stockton, right? It's like, yeah, they could support a team, but that's a big ass region to cover. We just recently had a population boom with like reverse commuters and shit. So people that commute, that work in the Bay, live out here, and then a lot of other people have just moved to the area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, now we can support these two teams, because they always act like you don't have enough money to pay for a baseball team and a basketball team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yo, if you're gonna buy basketball tickets, you're not buying baseball tickets type shit. And it's like, okay, whatever. But now we got
the even though they don't play at the same time.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool.
But that you know how they do. Mm-hmm. But they pick and choose, and they've chosen that this is a good place to be, because it's always been a baseball town. We've had pro teams before, like the Sacramento Solons and things like that, which are like independent leagues.
I think they were always using those small leagues to see how many fans they can generate.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you, like you said, once the commuters started, you know, reversing, mm-hmm. they just kind of in this area now. There's no reason not to. There's just enough fans no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw how they came, especially when you see how they came out for the one playoff berth that you had.
for the major league baseball. Not baseball, but
basketball. Well, and we're not Oakland. If you're an Oakland Athletics fan, you can talk shit all you want to, but you'll drive the hour and a half to get here the same way we would go to go there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not
that hard.
It's not changing that thing. Mm-hmm. So you're not. It's just a different location. And I feel like, I think I told you, that it's just territorial, bro. We're going to give this team this whole swath and then this team this whole swath. Instead of it being having to be split. And, you know, when you go to, you know, I didn't notice, but I kind of paid attention that some stores will only have giant shit and then some stores will only have A shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that line is a stupid ass line. Right? Like it should be, nigga, the valley is this. And this is this if you're going to do it that way. Or give them both. And it's like, we're not going to give you both.
We're not going to give you both.
So we got to find a way to divide this territory better. That's my thought, anyway.
I actually wouldn't care.
It don't matter to me because I'm not going
to. As long as we have the materials that you want. You know what I mean? If you're looking for, you could be looking for both. So it wouldn't matter to me.
Yeah, no, I mean.
That's not the thing that matters. The thing that matters to me is just making sure that you can fill up the stadium. Can you fill up the stadium?
Every time, right.
Then that's all that matters. You should have people there. You should get them out.
It's never,
you did it with the soccer thing. The soccer team.
As a native Sacramentan, I can tell you from my time I was couldn't fucking walk till about 20 years old, them niggas sold out home games all the time for the Kings.
Oh, you're talking about the Kings.
No. But I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying the team trash.
Yeah, that's true.
15 of them years. Sold out regardless.
Because people want to come see.
So, and again, the soccer team sells out. They're
good, though.
Bruh, I'm saying we support niggas that's losers regardless.
Oh, so true.
That's that's where it's at. I don't care. If you're good, people are going to come. People will travel to see a good team play. Period. Right? If you're the best at what you do, you win in championships, playoff bound, blah, blah, blah. People will travel to see you play. If you a loser, perennial, every year you not in the playoffs and they still selling out, bruh, get some things.
What you mean.
Not what you mean. Like, bruh, how did
it's like that, let's say, for the Bucks or something like that. For the last, like, you know, before they had Giannis, it was the last, like, 30 years they had won, so. People are coming out for those games. We didn't get rid of that franchise.
Exactly. It was never so they should move the attendance as low. People are showing up and they've never been to the playoffs. they don't get on national TV and people still go. So it's not about that. It's about the things that what you feeding that local economy or whatever.
So the athletic thing, I think it's kind of cool that they're coming out here. You know, I hope that y'all get a team just in general after this. So I'm going to ride out the Oakland, or not Oakland, but Sacramento Athletics. I hopefully will go to a game. I don't even watch baseball like that.
Listen, I just want to be in the building. Why not?
Just to support the fact that it's in the area because, once again, why not? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm totally for this. You know, maybe they will give us a full team. Hopefully. I think anything that comes to Sacramento is a good thing. I don't think people appreciate this city enough.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
Y'all making the freeways
Sacramento hates too. You, too.
Y'all making the freeways better now, too.
Sacramento hates you.
We're one step away.
Hey, Sacramento hates you, too. Remember that. Always and forever.
We're one step away from it being nice, bro.
Yo.
Just like they said.
Remember that.
We just had some better hotels.
Remember that. Look. For the future, remember. As a native, Sacramento hates you too. And that's because y'all used to talk, bro, we was the cow town, cow patties, the cowbell shit. Niggas leaned into it though. That's how we
the
are.
Cowbells
though.
Are so irritating.
Shout out to them.
I'm not mad at Sacramento for nothing. I think y'all should, you know, just flourish.
It's because you've been out here long enough, nigga. That's not how you felt
but
before.
But it's such a big area though.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And that's the main reason why I don't understand why it gets the type of hate that it gets. There's so many people, there's so many areas.
Because you don't know.
Then, like we were just talking about, there's been different teams and different
sports that
Sacramento can get you into. When I came out here, a friend of mine showed me Ultimate Frisbee Golf or whatever the fuck that shit was.
And then I saw that game. I had never seen that shit before in my life.
Or disc golf.
But they hate that's it when you some call shit that happens here in Sacramento because y'all have space for shit. Matter of fact,
I'm glad you brought that up because 420, we're going to be at John Reichmouth Park for the Straight Dope Show Live.
The one that has
with the frisbee shit. Hey.
So we got to bring those too because it's
I actually got the disc. I got a game that's with the disc things. So I got games now. So we got games.
Frisbees though?
I don't know, bro.
Some good frisbees, my nigga.
How about you bring some good frisbees?
We about to be at the frisbee place, bro. What you mean? Yeah, you right. I should.
Nigga, contribute. Don't you hate fucking citizens, nigga? Niggas just be like, nah, this shit need to be better.
Do it like this,
nigga. How about you bring your ass over here
and help out?
It's like, huh? We'll see. When you make it better. Like, all right, nigga.
I guess you're right, huh?
So, but that's happening on the 20th. That should be cool. Moving on with the conversation. Caitlin Clark, bruh, she has been polarizing to say the least. And I feel like personally, everybody is just too damn old to be swayed by the Nike campaign.
What you mean?
She's really good. I'm not taking away from her game. Mm-hmm. It's the when they decide to press the button on you.
Time.
When it's time to press the button, dog, and we gonna get you hype. We gonna get you hot like fish grease tomorrow, right? And then it's like, but her game meets up. Yeah, like her game. Like, she's really good.
That LSU game specifically, she bust they ass. Mm. Like that all those memes where they had that Haley Van Lith or whatever, yeah. Like that was real. She was really dogging her that whole game. She was getting cooked. She was dogging her. And it makes you question why they didn't, you know, have an adjustment. There was nobody else that could guard her. They might not have had anybody. They could keep up with her on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
you got what you got.
It's just like, you got what you got. I can't do anything, dude. Yeah. I'm trying. That's the Steph Curry effect. That's literally what people do.
Yeah.
Throw my hands up. I don't know what the fuck else I can do.
You got what you got.
I was there that time.
Yeah.
And she's that good, but I see what you mean because once she gets in the WNBA, it's hard to still do the same thing.
Because
you have the same skills.
The competition level ratchets up, but these are professionals. Like, as much as they treat college athletes like professionals now, it's still not that. Because that's what they do to make their money. This is what you do to feed your kids. Like, as much as we talk about, this is what I do to feed my kid. Like, nah, bro, like, that's real. This is your 9-to-5 job every day. You come in dedicated to this.
She's still going to be able to shoot, but, you know, she's not going to get them shots off as clean. She's not going to get as many off.
She got to adjust, bro. She going to be Steph Curry in the early years.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you got to figure it out. It's not, you're not going to be just a one-on-one as soon as you come in and busting them up like that.
And if she is, it's because they geared the team around her so that she could be it.
Like, but nobody's going to like her.
But like Luka. It wasn't, nobody cared to play with him when he first got in the league. Nobody wanted to be on that team.
Mm-hmm.
But he was dope. You know, it was nice for us to see as fans. But if you're a player on that team, I don't care.
But I remember when LeBron was in when LeBron came, bro, and it was like.
Treating him the same way.
Yeah. No matter who you are, bro, it's you're welcome to the league. You got to prove yourself.
Show me first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Caitlin Clark can show it. She's that girl. She really is.
No, I just think it's fucked up when you get the intersection of your talents and the marketing meets people that don't watch this shit.
True.
Right? Because it's like, it's great that you're getting the shine that you get and you have a great story to talk about. Like, you're real newsworthy, my nigga. Like, off top. Oh, you had to play with the boys because they didn't have a girls team, and then the boys' moms didn't want you on the team.
Like, you really do have a
like story. That. You got a great story. That's what we're here for, right? That's what the news is here for, is to tell those stories. So all those things are cool until niggas that don't watch have an opinion, right?
And they have strong opinions.
And you have a strong opinion, and you don't even. This isn't even your expertise. You don't even give a fuck about this, like. But you got an opinion because. The marketing is putting her in your face. They telling you she's the greatest of all time. you turn on ESPN and they saying you don't need to have a championship to be a great college player, blah, 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 right? And it's like, yeah, that, all of those things are blasphemous, nigga, to niggas that's champions.
Literally.
Like, all of those things are pissing in their face. Like, ah, right, nigga, whatever you did, fuck that shit. She the one.
It
like,
doesn't matter.
And, you know, and, like, I've been on here and named multiple women basketball players that have done those things. Nigga, Shamika Hosclaw, Mighty Ruthie, Ruth, you know who I'm talking about. I can't think of her name. Ruthie Bolton Holyfield. She was on the Monarchs. It was
the Monarchs was before me.
Oh yeah, my bad. Dawn Staley, coach, feel me? What is it? Breonna Simpson? Breonna something.
Stewart?
Yes. Her. I put her on the NBA Live
team, right?
But that's what I'm saying. <On the team. laughs> But that's what I'm saying. There's been multiple. These are all.
A lot of them, though.
And these are all women athletes before this generation.
Way before
it. Like, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I can. The way they feel is how they should feel. Because y'all saying she's the greatest of all time, like they didn't exist.
It's kind of ridiculous.
So, yeah. So I feel like that sucks for her. But, man, you can pay for it. So that's part of the job.
How do you feel about the Ice Cube $5 million?
Great publicity stunt. It was amazing
because he really tried to say we trying to promote women equality in the sport.
I mean, now like he's not wrong.
Maybe
no, he's not because his biggest issue has always been they don't the NBA, the biggest basketball conglomerate around, doesn't want a partnership where we like the retirement plan, right? So anytime that y'all got a basketball player that's not part of the NBA that I can glean some shine off of, I'm going to do that because it's basketball. You don't run basketball. No, you run the NBA.
And that's it.
And he never
She's
said...
She's not a part of the NBA.
He never said women couldn't play in the Big Three.
Nope. And she could totally be really fucking nice in the Big Three.
Right.
She could be really fucking nice
a lot of them could. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you offer it to anybody else? Because the attention's not there. Mm-mm. It wouldn't fucking matter. Like, let's be real.
Which is why I gave her the offer.
and because like, cause they've also put the coaches on. Like, the women coaches that's in the NBA now came from the Big Three. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, they are a good breeding ground for these type of experiments, right? And again, it's marketing, it's the attention. Nike spent $1 billion on this girl, mm-hmm. right? Cool. If I just put my name up there with her, I didn't want this to come out until after the championship. But, you know, not since you it know, did.
Since it did. I think it was a good opportunity.
She can showcase for all parties
all
involved.
And all people, like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not mad at them for it. But I do think, you know, it is what it is. Like you say, it's, you know, use it for both sides.
It's
good for all parties.
It's good for everybody, but nobody likes the way it looks because they tell you that in social media, you got to say this is an ad. They don't tell you that shit in regular ads. Right? In the shit, in the money they spent marketing dollars on.
Yeah.
They don't tell you this is an ad.
And we've already consumed so many of it, of her, that, you know, you don't want to look at it like that coming from Ice Cube.
That's it.
Because you see the dollar amount. That's you see it. If you didn't see it and she just, you know.
This is an ad. If she just signed with them or they were in talks, right?
It wasn't even that. Even if you just seen her come out in a game, uh-huh. you know, a couple games. We don't know the dollar amount that she agreed to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? We just know that she did it and we thought it was dope. Yeah. That would have been what it would have been.
There you go. But that would not have reached the heights that the announcement of a possible signing for $5 million does.
And I honestly imagine that's why the whole story came out in the first place.
Because it's marketing. Like I said, it's all the attention and it's to drive the conflict, bro. Like I was saying, to start the conversation, it's a problem when people that don't watch this shit have an opinion on this shit based off of the marketing they've seen. They've only seen Instagram posts. They've only seen commercials. They've only seen the stories ran on whatever news network they watch. Right, that involves her. They're not watching her play. They're watching the conversations around her. It's like me and Joe Budden's podcast. I don't watch that shit, but I watch the niggas talk about that shit. Like I'm paying attention to the things around it, and I'm like, and I'll glean my opinions that way. But them shits can't be accurate because I'm not tuned in.
I don't actually watch them. You're right. That is it.
but I think that this.
He did this because people are going to be watching women's basketball anyway. So this is a time that, you know, there's been a major shift from men's basketball to women's basketball that we never had before. We talked about it for years.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we've always said there's no reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
We like watching women just in general doing anything.
Uh-huh.
So why wouldn't we want to watch them play basketball? You want to see them just come out of the fucking tunnels. They look fly enough for me to just tune in for that specific one aspect. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably tune in for another hour.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time that we could be all benefiting and trying to pitch in and get something out of this.
That's
probably what, you know, Ice Cube's thinking.
I understand. And it's not, it's a great stance because, it's again, NBA don't run basketball and basketball is for everybody. But I feel like the negative comments from current and former players are worthwhile. Cause bro, they've been doing this shit,
mm-hmm.
and it's like y'all chose this person.
I think there's a bit of jealousy that's going to start coming out.
I wouldn't even call it jealous. Like, I feel like their feelings are justified because, and it's not.
Well, you know what it is? We always said there's going to have to be one.
Well, you know what it is? It's how I feel about Giannis. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, it's not you personally, my nigga. it's the system around you that created.
But we acknowledge that they needed her.
Yeah.
They need this.
No, but I feel like everybody does acknowledge it, but it's one of those things that if I've been doing this, right? If I've been here doing
this. The whole time.
And I've been one of them ones. They talked about me on them things, and blah, blah, blah. I got the list of shit. Like,
too, bro.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's jealousy. That's just like, nigga, respect mine. Like, hey, you doing it? Good for you.
And the girl would like if it was Caitlin Clark telling you.
And that's
she would
what I'm, and that's what I'm saying is it's not the person. Mm-hmm. They feelings aren't about.
That's
I have
everything
to say,
around you. It's
I have to say Caitlin Clark because that's the conversation. But it has nothing to do with her personally.
Mm-hmm.
She might be humble, great, do what you do, blah, 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 blah. The fucking system around her that puts her in front of my face and telling me that she's the greatest, this, that, and the other, nigga, fuck y'all. but I can't say fuck y'all because you don't have a name. You're just a thing. You're just the conversation. The conversation is Caitlin Clark. So when I say, man, fuck Caitlin Clark. It's like, yo, why you gotta feel like that about her? And it's like, it's not her.
It's not her.
Like, I gotta get real nuanced with it. But who has the time in 30 seconds on the TikTok?
Yeah, nah. We ain't trying to hear that. We don't want to hear that negativity.
Nah, they just heard the fuck you part. Like,
why you saying fuck her though? Nigga, fuck you. What are you doing, bro? That'd be my favorite comments too. When people be like, well, what do you do? What's your life? Immediately, you can't never have an opinion about that.
What's A got to do with B?
why we got to get B involved?
Because you commented. You said something about it, and we going to talk about
a champion, bro. You can't say nothing about no champion. Have you ever been a champion in anything? People be in the comments.
I have, actually. Have you?
I'd be bullshitting. It's like, yes, once upon a time.
Hey, nah, you gotta be like, bro, that Biro Bomani sometimes that said he hold his hat of being like the fastest sixth grader.
He was the fastest sixth grader in the state
in like 87. To this day.
Sixth grader.
To this day.
Sixth grader. But I got that record
to this day,
that record still holds. My name is up there, son. What you know about me? When I was 12, y'all wasn't on my level, bro.
Feel me?
You know what
I'm saying? What about now, though?
12-year-old.
What about now? It's like, don't worry about me.
Ain't about what I'm doing now. It's about what I did.
You asked if I had championships. It's in the past. I had those.
Yeah, I did that. You don't know about my life.
Is there anything else that's been going on?
Not important.
Not really. I feel like we spent a lot of energy on J. Cole.
Because we needed to.
We did. Because I
needed to know how fake ass. It's just bullshit. I can't get with
it. And he had a song called I Let Nas Down, and then you do this?
I Let Nas Down. Make the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Don Staley. Ran 105-3 over the last 3 years or something ridiculous, and the only losses she got is like in championships.
You right.
Yo.
That's crazy, though.
Hey, nah, but
I've lost 3 times.
Bruh, in the championships. Like, or in the Final Four.
In the
like,
Final Four. It's either the Final Four or in the championships. Or I won it.
Or I won it.
107 games, bro. Talk about greatness.
Shout out to her, dog.
Yeah, we should be talking about her like they talking about Caitlin Clark.
But you know what? She ain't got a Nike deal.
She's also a coach. You know, she ain't Coach K yet.
No. Look, Coach K had a Nike deal.
She coming.
Hey,
though.
Look.
It's coming.
No, look.
It's coming,
Coach, bro. Coach K had an EA deal.
But hold up. Wait. How many did he win before he got the deal?
He won.
Oh, for real? Like he won. Hey, when you know.
He wasn't, bruh, he had an EA deal in like 90, bruh, or whatever year Grant Hill and them, they had Coach K basketball on the Sega Genesis, bruh.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She definitely deserved that, bruh. What the fuck? What? Wow.
Yeah.
We need to be talking about her like yeah. Like she was one
but
of
again,
the best things
she ain't got a Nike deal, sport. So. I'm gonna keep saying that because we need
to be talking about her like
we need
like Saban.
We need to understand exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
She wanted
you know
one.
Why?
I'm different.
You know why we talked about Saban? He had a Nike deal.
Oh my god, bro. I am upset.
Y'all not understanding how money work out here, especially in sports, bro.
When
Nike
you got that
running
Nike deal. We give you the opportunities that you're just not gonna get.
And they press the button.
This is why that Deion and her.
Absolutely.
They stick out. Yeah. And everything that Deion do, they highlighted it.
Brad, now if you notice, because I guess it's not football season,
yeah.
It's been low on the Deion, on the college. And
they
didn't,
still
and they didn't
highlighting
win.
Everything, though.
But everything had that swoosh on it.
Are you right? Ooh.
Man, y'all got to understand, bro. They be playing in your face. Y'all just be blind to it. Like Diddy. Yo, we ain't talking about him. Let's talk about Diddy.
Diddy.
We okay.
This
look,
nigga
y'all,
gone.
Check this out, y'all. We was not like trying to. We wasn't being PC about it. We was just waiting.
We talked about him before.
No, we yeah, way before.
Yeah,
way before. But then the other shit happened.
Then
the
he left. We didn't know he was gonna leave. That's the part that we didn't catch.
We didn't
know the nigga was gonna leave. That nigga bounced. He got the fuck up out of here. He said, I ain't standing trial for shit. I ain't ever going down. Fuck y'all.
Now, he back? Ain't he back? No, he's
back.
Somewhere.
He is not back. That is some bullshit.
I promise. He got on that plane, Brady.
He ain't coming back, bro. That's all false news.
So he not in Miami?
But if you hear he's back, it's going to be on CNN, right. Bro. He going to be in custody. We got him.
We got him.
Fuck out of here. That nigga gone. That's why he left like that. Because they were coming to get you. We raided your house and put your kids in cuffs. Had them out on the front line with cameras in their face. We don't care about you no more, bro. Nah. It's time to go down. That's some American gangster shit. I'm
trying to tell you.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I've been said it. That is when you be in cahoots with these cats. They know all your secrets. They like, bro, well, we want you. We got you.
We got you. And that nigga said, oh, okay.
I'm gonna do the dash,
okay.
Bro.
Okay. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Y'all don't know me. I'm from the hood. Yeah, I know when they coming, bro.
I run.
You know, we know how to flush the shit and get the fuck out of Dodge, bro. I've been through this shit before.
Get it going, bro. Get it going.
Diddy out there chilling somewhere with his wife. she an accomplice? What's going on?
Who knows? We gonna see. Look, what is again, happening, again, bro? What it, is it's that? More we gonna see.
Like, but, what, but because he just dipped, you know,
he's somewhere. They know where he at. He be. A, he done went. He done went live. I think with Stevie J in the back.
See how you see how you don't know.
It could all be fake. I who knows? But this
with Stevie J in the back. Didn't they clown him recently?
Stevie J said he was going to fight 50 Cent. And then he went on TMZ to give like an interview. So.
And then I saw clips of Jocelyn kicking his ass from way back in the day. That's hilarious.
It's rough out here, yo. It's real wild. But I brought Diddy up to be like. It's him and Harvey Weinstein. These is two cats that everybody within their respective industries knew these niggas was creeps. Like, for years. It wasn't like, oh, he just did some shit for the first time last year. Or
he's a heinous.
No, he does this terrible all man. The time. These are what his parties are like. This is what he's he does. Terrible, blah, 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 blah. Terrible. And then other people that don't fuck with it put it in their media. They put it in the things they create about this nigga.
To let you know.
Like, they telling you, but they like, we can't really tell you, bro, because we get sued for that shit. But we going to make a joke about it and ha-ha-ha, parties, laugh man. It off. And everybody for the last 20 years just been laughing that shit off. And I'm like, yo, this is probably a creep. But
he more than a creep,
to bro. Be fair, though, I'm not.
He's a predator.
But check this out, though. I understand.
That nigga is literally the predator for gay shit.
I'm not putting down any Bad Boy records.
I just want you to know that's he cool. probably has a predator fit and he hunts them niggas down before he does. Whatever.
You think he got the goggles, the heat signature goggles, bro? He got to be hunting cats. He be hunting cats by heat signatures. Like, oh, you're hot.
She said they was running down the street in they draws, right? Right? I fucking can't. But yeah, I think he's literally the predator to R&B niggas and rappers and
I hear
athletes
you.
In the industry.
I hear you. And
if you around him,
I'm not putting down.
Actually, you just don't want to come across him because that's how bad it is. With
hey, well, you know what? Here, I mean,
that nigga come by and stroke the back of your neck. And you just,
hey, no.
Wow. You saw them niggas reacting when he was talking about him. Just
you want to go to shopping? Let's go shopping, daddy. Right.
But how did they react though? Every video of somebody who's actually been in a room with Diddy
was funny.
They
though.
React like this.
No eye contact. Nah, it's cool. Look away.
Put their heads down and shit. Be like, yeah. And everybody else would be talking, be laughing like us. Be like, man, that shit crazy. And them niggas.
Yeah, cause y'all know something. Y'all done seen some shit.
This shit ain't funny. It's not fucking funny.
Hey, but you know what? I mean, that's why you can't be... Because I'm pretty sure that cats that probably wasn't with it was swayed by material things, right? If a nigga like Diddy tell you he gonna take you shopping and y'all go to, I don't know, Dolce or Louis store, and where everything in there is thousands of dollars, and when they're like, oh, that look good on you, dog. You should get this. You should get this. And they throwing fits at you and shit. And it's like, run up the bill. It's 100K. My nigga like, yeah, I got it. If you are enticed by how much things are cost, then you might be enticed to do some shit against your morals. Because a nigga splurging on you, bro. You a hoe at that point. Like,
I was waiting for you to say it. I've been waiting for you to say it. I'm like, because you a hoe. Because you a hoe.
But I'm saying.
You a hoe. And it's okay. It's okay.
Nigga just buying you shit. He like, yeah, I got you, dog. He taking you on a private jet, bro. You from New York to Atlanta. Feel me? Down there into the Bahamas. Back up. Feel me? Kicking it and shit. You who did he do that with? The Game?
We already know about him.
But I'm saying, though, when anybody, it's like hashtag, oh, I'm working with Diddy to get some music done. And then they just partying with this nigga. Flying around, jet setting, whoop whopping. I cool. Are we ever gonna do anything? And he like, yeah, whatever. It's like, bro,
I ain't worried about doing shit, but
oh, but getting you into the lifestyle. Like, that's his goal, bro. He's literally getting you
in, ingratiating you into this lifestyle that you're gonna feel real good about later on.
I mean, but that's how I would say. All right, I don't want to say that. Never mind. I was gonna say when people start changing how, not even the way they dress and things, talking about the people that they be around, and you constantly talking about you being around billionaires and shit. Right? That was never your goal, as the kid you were.
But now it is. That's who you are.
That's all you are now is. You got friends that are billionaires and you be on yachts and doing this shit. And it's like, is that what you wanted when you started this shit? Or did you just want to like get out the hood and whatever? Right? Like, you didn't care. You didn't even know niggas could be billionaires. Yeah. You didn't know the white dude at the Starbucks could have $1 billion to his name. You didn't know that until now. But now that you know that, all you talk about is that. And you ingratiated in that kind of circle. Interesting. Because I feel like that was never your goal. Right, like $1 billion, what does that actually mean? You can't touch it. It's not, you don't have it in a room. You're just saying you're a billionaire. That's cool. But again, if you enticed by things like that to get you to,
what does it mean?
That's what you cost. You want those things so much. The money, if the money is the goal, then you'll spend on it, right? You'll give up whatever you want to get to that goal. Mm-hmm. That's why it should never be the goal. Because that's how they get you to do shit, by enticing you with riches.
Anything.
And then saying, oh, you got, look, your friend's a billionaire, you on the jet.
Your integrity is mixed up with what you can get. Mm-hmm. And that's what matters.
Exactly.
Eesh. Slippery slope.
Yep.
Slippery slope.
So, with that, it's a great way to end. I don't think he don't think that.
Talk about no Diddy and all of that shit.
That shit funny, dog.
It's not really.
It is, though.
It kind of is.
It's hilarious. You know why? You know why?
Because you played that clip. Now that I actually think about it, and I ain't thought about it since.
Whoa. I don't know.
And we heard that fucking noise. Nah, bro. That shit was not cool.
Hey, but check it out, though. But check it out, though. So when you say no Diddy, right, if somebody really on their P's and Q's, they'll be like, no doubt.
We out, bro.
I got nothing for you.
I think I pressed the wrong one.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. Oh, well. Oh, that was funny as hell. That was hilarious. $40, and I got several sets of $40 now. I just don't want you, dog. No Diddy.